Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I motion. Can Paul do that?
No.
Oh, sorry. I'm anxious. Are we missing something? Oh, no, there he is.
He's up there.
Well, let Harold do it. He has done it before.
Would you like to make a motion to start the meeting? Or Commissioner
yeah,
Hall?
I'd like to make a motion to open the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner McCaff. We start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we move to a silent moment. Wood, flags over there. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic to which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
Commissioner Hall's on delay.
All right.
We'll take a moment of silence here. I see some new faces here tonight, so I guess we ought to introduce ourselves. I guess we'll start with Mr. Schwagert on the end. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm Steve Schwagert. I'm city attorney.
I'm Bev Lush. I'm city clerk.
Dan Small. I'm city treasurer.
I'm Bob Stone, the mayor.
Harold Hall. I'm the property commissioner.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Yes, Metcalf, Safety Health Commissioner.
Elizabeth Mellon, Utilities Commissioner. Carol Campbell, Road Commissioner.
Okay. All right. First thing on the agenda, every meeting, most every meeting, I put it that way, is citizen participation. Now, we have to be, please try not to walk over everybody because Commissioner Hall is on delay, and he gets a little, crazy with the sound being delayed. So, and also keep it down, and if you've got something to say, raise your hand. I'll recognize you. Once I recognize you, then you can speak your piece. You do have a time limit. So, with that said, I'm going to open it up to the floor for the citizens' participation. Yes, ma'am. State your name, please.
Jamie Campbell.
Hello, Ms. Campbell. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I want to talk about the property at 4514 Mifflinburg Court. My husband and I. This is my husband, Anthony McFarland. We live at that property. We've had some correspondence from you in regards to being on the easement. We had no idea that we were on that until you let us know that. What I'm here to talk to you about is we received a letter from the attorney letting us know that. Then you all gave us some time to get things together. In that time, I called to ask who I needed to speak with, and I was told that I needed to talk to Dawn, who was the commissioner at the time for the property. She informed me that we told her we're glad to move the fair. We're not exactly glad. We are willing to move the fence. We're not trying to stop what you're asking us to do. But she told me there's a tree that's been cut down because it was dead and it was falling down, and there was a stump there. So the property line runs on that stump. So Dawn had written me and told me that the city would remove the stump. So we said, great. We lined up the fence company, and that was in June. We've been waiting to hear from Dawn when the city was going to remove this because I asked her to let us know at least a week ahead of time so we could schedule the fence company to come the same day or the next day because we have dogs in our backyard. So that's the last we'd heard. Then the next thing we heard was the city attorney sent us another letter telling us that the city was going to remove our fence on December 16th if we did not comply. I contacted the property manager. I didn't know it was not John anymore. I contacted her first. I contacted the new one. And I contacted the city attorney again. I'm still waiting on you to return my phone call. We talked, and he was gracious, and he said that he was going to give me a call back. He was going to check into some things. And then my husband heard from the mayor, who wanted to know who I was, and asked my husband to tell me to refrain from contacting you all. And that upset me, because I had identified myself to you and told you that I was the wife of Anthony McFarland. I had identified myself to the property manager, so I didn't understand why that wasn't conveyed to you, Mayor, and you were telling me to refrain from making any contact with you all.
I'm going to finish.
I didn't get to on the phone. I kept being interrupted. So, again, I was told by the mayor, no, and I was told by the city attorney, Dawn did not have the right to tell us that. She should not have told us that, and the city is not going to pay for the removal of stump. Okay, again, we did it in good faith, thinking Dawn did have the right. We were waiting on her so we could go ahead and progress here and get what you wanted done. So I talked to the mayor, and he said, well, exactly what do you want? What I want is give me to the end of January. Give us to the end of January, because I've called places to get estimates on what the stuff's going to cost me to remove. I've had two people out there so far, and both said it can't be done until the second week of January. I've called the fencing company. They said the same thing. They could probably get out to my house by the middle of January. So I can't do this in the time that you're giving me. But if you give me to the end of January, me and my husband will gladly do what you're wanting us to do. So I'm asking, and we are asking, till the end of January for us to get this resolved, since we did not know that that's not what you all had been told. Because both of them told me Dawn should have gone through you all and taken a vote. But how were we supposed to know that? We were going by what the property manager was telling us, or the property commissioner was telling us. We weren't trying to just get over on you all. We were trying to comply with your wishes. But the communication is lacking.
Robert, Mayor, can I take this?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. I was intending to call you back after this meeting, and I fully expected that you would be here, and you expressed your argument very well. I mean, very, very well. Very clear. So I wasn't ignoring. I still have your name and your phone number on my desk. So with that, did they give you prices on the fence, or on the tree removal, I mean?
Yes, I've had two quotes. One quote was $350, and another quote was right around $300.
You know, I got to thinking after you and I talked, I don't know why you couldn't, and I would suggest that they give you the time necessary to install the fence, but I don't know, if you have a stump, how far off the ground is it?
It's about...
Oh, God, it's a high stump.
Yeah, it's a high stump, and the property line runs right on the very edge of it. So it has to be, the roots come up above the ground, so the fence company said they can't lay the fence, so then they're the place. You don't have to lay it like that, you can lay it behind it.
Is more of the fence on the easement, or is more of the fence on your property?
The fence would be on our property.
More so.
No, the stump is all in the easement.
No, that's what I meant.
The stump is all in the easement. Okay. But the roots of the stump come up on our property. So they can't lay the fence
on the flat. What I was thinking is that you could run the fence, and when you get to the stump, just have them build the fence over the stump. All right? So here's the stump. You run the fence, it's going to be to the ground here or over here, but then they just cut it to fit over the stump.
Well, let me mention that. I think that's where we end up getting off kilter. We end up making things too complicated.
Yeah.
I think the bottom line is we just want extended time.
Okay.
Extended time. And the second thing is, once again,
the stump is on the easement, correct?
Yes. I'm not sure the stump is on the easement.
According to the property line that you had surveyed, that it's on your property.
All of it?
All of it. The roots that come above ground are on our property. That's why they can't lay the fence line straight down, because that root comes up.
Let me play devil's advocate, more so to the city than to you. Why do we need to remove the stump if it's on the city easement?
That's what I'm wondering. I can't get the fence line down because of that stump, the way it comes out.
Well, they can.
Like, I mean, I use your cup.
Oh,
okay, here's your cup. So the roots start coming out of it right there.
Oh.
So that's above the ground. So they can't put a fence there without removing the stump.
But they could move it more towards the, more into your property.
Well, I think the roots
it's
are
your problem. It's already taken like 5 feet of my property. I can't take it.
No, it's not taking any of your 5 feet.
Well, okay, what we thought was ours. Okay. I mean, we've lived there 29 years and did not know this.
Well, right. Well, that's because, again.
Right, so I'm saying I don't want to take another foot.
I know. Yeah,
exactly. So it's that you leave the stump, the roots are your problem. If you can take those roots out somehow, you know, the chainsaw hits the dirt, the chainsaw is ruined, the chain improves it. But if the tree is all on the easement, but roots extend from that tree, then, you know, just have them get rid of the roots and run the tree by the stump.
Can you do that? They told me they would have to dig down to get those roots in, so they would have to remove the stump.
Well, that makes no sense to me. I mean, I work in construction.
All right.
Harold.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, we've had enough discussion on it. Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion to give them to the end of January to do the work they need to do to get the fence in?
I'll make that motion.
I hear a second.
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All right. So you've got to the end of January. And can we send them a letter there?
I need some letter after the minutes. I don't see.
Okay. Are you satisfied with that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there anything else from the audience?
I think it's time we investigate a new garbage company. I'm tired of picking up the trash and coming home and having garbage cans on a rainy day, sitting in my driveway and I can't pull in. I put them off to the side and they sit them in the middle of my driveway.
Well, the problem is we got contract with them unless we find some major fault with them, it's going to take breaking the contract. And Steve, you want to address that?
I know Chris Pierce. I mean,
Linda handles it. She handles it quite well. Okay. They're just not listening to what she's telling them. They come, they dump that dumpster, the garbage just flies on the street, and they drive off.
They dump it.
Yeah, they pick a dumpster up. They dump the cans in the dumpster. They dump the dumpster?
On the front of the truck.
On the front of the truck.
Oh, that.
And when they dump it over,
when it comes out.
So Linda's done all over them. She's made them come back a time or two. I'm tired of calling her.
Whatever, it goes all over the street.
I call her and tell them to come back out and pick up the trash.
How do they pick it up from the front of it?
They have a dumpster on the front of their truck that has those claws that grab your can and dump it in the dumpster. When the dumpster's full, then they dump the dumpster up in the truck. And that's where everything flies. I can't believe everybody here hasn't seen it. It flies down over the windshield.
It even does it when they're picking up the recycling, the way they pick it up.
They're just lousy at their job.
I'll call.
If I had employees that were like that, I'd fire them already.
So how long is the contract?
Till 2022? It was 5 years from 17.
I'll call.
That's all I know.
Okay.
If it matters, I pick trash up on the roof.
You broke up.
So I said if it matters, I pick trash up every weekend on the red court.
We all pick it up. I pick it up on Bay Run every Friday.
Okay. All right. We've made note about the trash man.
Is it possible they were in the trucks that were, remember the old trucks they dumped into the back of the truck? We didn't have the problems. I don't know if they have those kind of trucks.
And then,
I saw they dump my garbage for different companies.
Well, it's how Rumpke does it. So
I'll call him and read the riot act.
Okay, read him the riot act. Do I have it? Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you identify yourself, please?
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Marietta Thompson, and I live at 1201 Bayrun Drive. Yes, been a resident for about 12 or 13 years now. My question concerns needing help and direction. I have a security system that actually captured my neighbor that lives across the street who is renting the home that he's in, that he does not keep maintained. It looks like a junkyard over there. I actually caught him on my Ring taking a package and another item off of my porch.
Mm-hmm.
I reported, or actually spoke with the homeowner, made him aware of it, told him I was concerned, and this happened on December the 7th. I just checked my video a couple of days ago. So I'm not sure what the process is. I'd like to file a police report and then find out kind of what happened for him to be so brazen and to come on my property.
Are those deliveries from independent contractors,
this
or they post
office?
This
was a delivery from UPS. So my security system caught the delivery.
You call up the United States Post Office
before
and online, and that's a federal offense.
Okay.
They will come down that guy. I mean,
It was UPS.
The brown truck.
Yeah.
The brown truck. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. That's okay.
Which house would you say your address was again?
1201 Bayrun Drive. So if you turn right here off Northumberland, and the very first street that you come to on the left is Bayrun Drive, and my home is the very first house on the right.
Okay. You're the one that sits there by itself.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Across the street now?
Yes, across the street. He picks it up with his dog, and he always has his dog in my yard, which I'm not happy about that, whether the dog is leashed or not leashed. I'm going to call animal control on that issue. And like I said, he just keeps his property.
It's not, yeah, it's 1202 is a rental property.
So, but I do, I mean, I could be more happy to show it to you all if you want to see it. No, ma'am, I haven't. So I want it to go through the appropriate channels first before if I go there. Because I'm not going to go there by myself.
Right.
You shouldn't.
I
shouldn't
go with me, but I want to actually go through the proper channels to file
Officer Tate, would you address this question?
I can do a police report.
Okay, I've got the video. I can show you where.
Yeah.
Cavalierly just coming over, picking up my mail, and goes right across the street from his home.
Yeah, we can do all that for you.
Okay. Which makes me wonder, are you doing this to other people as well in the neighborhood? Because he's got his dog on a leash, and so are you walking your dog and picking up packages as you're doing that? I don't know.
I appreciate you coming to the meeting and telling us
right.
What's happening, yep. Because it makes me want to watch my house now too.
But anytime you have something that's criminal, mm-hmm. You just call 911.
Okay.
If it's there is what's the non-emergency number?
You want to write it down, or I can give it to you on the talk. It's 574-2111.
And when you get to that, press number 5, and that will get you to the dispatcher.
Okay.
Don't wait and listen to all the... Well, you have to get past the this is emergency hang up. But once they offer you the opportunity, press the number. Number 5 will get you right to the dispatcher.
Okay, all right.
Are you leaving already?
I'm taking everybody to our home.
All right, well, you all have a nice evening. All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming here and letting us know. It'll be in the minutes when they get on posted online. So, but anytime who has when you have a criminal action that you're aware of, if it's immediate or it's something desperate, 911. In your case, you could call dispatch if you know what to do. So,
hey, and let me say this, I didn't order anything. Actually, the things that I've been ordering have been, I'm having them go to another family member's home. This was even reported. So, it's possible maybe the package was for him and maybe it was delivered in my home again. I don't know, but there's still a way that you handle that as well. When I get other people's mail, I'll take it to them or I'll put it back in the mailbox. I don't just
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have your hand up over there?
Bob gets my mail and opens my bills. I told him he needs to pay.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't look at who the address is. She lives next door, so. Did you have something to say, Steve?
No. Okay. I mean, it was covered. I was going to say something.
Okay. All right.
Take that involved. So.
Is there anything else that anybody would like to bring up? Yes, ma'am.
Thank y'all for bringing me the Christmas cards. I got to deliver almost 150 cards up to Mission Barbecue for our veterans, and they made me really excited because I found this out. I didn't understand why they didn't seal the envelopes. They didn't want your envelope sealed. They put a $5 gift card in each card that they sent out. And it goes across the country and across the world for our veterans.
Okay, great.
We are heroes, so I'm pleased.
Okay, great.
Next year is 500. That's our goal, people. That's our goal, 500.
Okay.
So I'll take all your Christmas cards that come in the mail or whatever.
All the freebies.
Yeah. I'll take them.
Okay. Anything else from the floor? Okay. We'll move the line along. All right. Next thing on the agenda is the November 19th city meeting minutes. Did everybody get a copy and see them? Does anybody have any other corrections to them? Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I move that we accept
the minutes. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
All right, we got Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Is it? Second.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Deville. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, nobody. All right, next on the agenda is the minutes for the special meeting we had on December 19th concerning the Christmas decoration contest prizes.
November
9th. I'm sorry.
December 9th.
Sorry. Special meeting. Was there any corrections that need to be done to those minutes? Do I hear a motion for accepting the minutes for December 9th special meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Nobody. All right. Moving right along. City financial reports. Now, let's keep in mind, Dan had a rough week last week. He had to go to continue education. So, was there any questions on the financial reports? Did everybody find them okay? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports?
I make a motion that we accept the financial reports.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
All right. Yes, again. The sheet for the reimbursements went around. I do want to bring up something. I got a call today from Sophista City, our web service. The price is going up. It's going up on this bill, but I talked to her. I told her, I said, well, we got the meeting tonight, and I really need to beg to get the $16.56. We just go ahead and pay what we've been paying, and we'll put the $16.56. It's going up $16.56 as of the 1st of January. We pay on advance on the web service. So when we sign this, it's for the month coming up. So next month, it would be, what you say was going to be? It's going up in 2020 to $568.76, which is $16.56 more than what it is now. So in January, the next billing or the next reimbursement we vote on or sign off on will have $16.56 more on the first one added to this $568.76. So I know it's a little hard to understand, but
so we're paying January's $15.68 in January.
In January, right. in addition. So it'll be an additional. So, but then it'll go down in February, on February, to go to $568.76. And that's what it'll be for the rest of the year. But I just want to make that clear, okay?
Why don't you just change the sheet and we'll pay it?
Well, you want to change the sheet and pay it now? Whatever you want to do.
I don't see any reason to change it. Just pay it.
Well, we got to have it. I have it on the website. So if we're going to change it, we change it. If not, we can put it on next month.
Well, that's why I thought we had to do it next month.
Okay. All right. We'll do it next month. All right. So I just wanted to let you know that. So we already set the funding. Oh, on the reimbursements, everybody signed on that except for Commissioner Hall, and he'll do that over the at the end of the week. And it was approved. So we can move along with that. All right. Next is the city attorney's report. We've already talked about the properties, or the 4514 Mecklenburg Court property, and we've decided on what to do on that. We still have the 4516 Mecklenburg Court to deal with, and 12205 Jonell Court. Both of them. Now, the Jonell Court has been in contact with Steve, I believe, right?
Yes, is that the one who's...
That's the Millers.
Yeah.
They're the ones that had the shed, and they still have some fence.
He sent a letter that was somewhat caustic, but he was basically saying, you pay for the survey, the city, and then if it cuts across my shed, then I'll move it behind that line. And I said, well, the city doesn't have to do that. We made our evaluation based on the sight lines, which... the mayor sent pictures of, and he had drawings and arrows and stuff. So I think, and then Robert was also mentioning technology that you could look at above and then kind of make those same determinations. So I think that what has to happen is that we need to meet there up there and kind of give them the sight line information and say we need to move it. They're being obstinate. So the only way to do that, I guess, conclusively and exactly, would be to have it surveyed, but I don't see the sense of doing that. So that's still up in the air. Now, which one do they own? They own the Mecklenburg? Jonell.
Jonell. One of the shed is on Jonell.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we got a letter from, a nice letter from someone who passed it on to Robert, which... He was explaining that a family member lives there, I think, and that there's no rent being charged or something.
That's a different property.
That's a different property. Is that one of the two that Rob mentioned? Okay, so that's out. So, can we meet? Who would that be, Harold? Or Mr. Hall, I mean? Who should meet? Who's in charge of that?
Oh, it's Commissioner Hall. He's in charge of property maintenance.
Can you meet the
mayor? It's for Dennis.
I didn't hear what was said.
We need to do something with the Millers, the people on Jonell, the residents on Jonell that's got the fence, and in the shed.
So Robert can send you what he sent me, which is pictures and drawings and arrows and stuff.
Yeah, didn't I include you on that email where on the Jonell where I showed where the...
You did.
Okay, he's got them.
Yes, sir.
So what do you want to do?
Mr. Hall should meet with them and with that, with those drawings and stuff, the work that Robert did, and say this is what he's depicting, this is what we think you need to do when you're moving the shed. Are they also the ones with the swimming pool?
Yeah, they're the ones with the swimming pool also.
We don't, that can be reported. It's not on the city property, but, that should be reported also. So that's what I think about the Millers. We'll try to meet with them, Commissioner Hall, and then try to convince them to move it based upon the evidence that Robert put together, and then if they do it, fine. If not, then we'll have to either just go in and move it ourselves or take them to court.
Did you hear that?
So, are they disputing the property line?
They're claiming they don't know where it is, I think.
Yeah, they're saying that they're trying to, they want us to survey the property. We've already surveyed our easement out there. You know, stakes are still
right. Up,
okay? And
right.
I think part of the problem is that's the property that's got that big evergreen that's on the other side of that shed, and you can't get a direct, and can't get direct line of sight from one stake to the other. And the shed, when you look at the overview on the properties, you see them on Zillow.com and probably on that website that you've got that's got the property lines on.
On X?
Yeah, yes, that'd be correct. Then you can see where that shed is over the property line.
Okay.
So, anyhow, that's what that's about.
So the question I have, since Steve's in the room, is would that not be their responsibility if they're putting the property line to have it surveyed?
Well, I think that, you know, it seems to me that you have the survey that you have intact. You run that line to the where the bush or the tree is there from either way, and then you should be able to determine then what part of the shed is on it. And then, you know, the answer is that would you agree that this part of the shed is on the easement? If they disagree, then we go out there and just move that shed off the property and we charge them for it. And tell them that's what we're going to do. Is it affixed to the ground? Does gravity just hold it in place?
I would assume so. I don't know.
Move it.
Yeah, most of them are just sitting on piers.
What kind of equipment do you have that could just get in there? Do you have a backhoe or something? That
no, we won't be doing that.
Pick up truck and rope.
Why not? I mean, if it's on the property, we have the right to remove it from the property.
I understand that.
All right. I mean, I don't know.
All right. Okay. Let's move along to the 4516 Nicholasburg, because we haven't heard a peep from those residents.
What's their transgression?
I don't know. They're the ones that are next door to Anthony and them.
And are they?
And they need to open
up.
I always
think
4514.
I know, you
do.
I know. All right.
That's right. Well, and they have to go. Let's just go remove the fence. I mean, I don't, you know, if we know where that fence line is and 4516 has part of their fence on that, we just go in and move it. We just go in there and remove that fence. Just cut it and let it go.
Well, we'll just. I have a problem with that.
Okay, I mean, you ask me what to do, I can tell you.
I know.
Run us out of the court session because they don't have time for that stuff. But, you know, if someone has something on my property, if they're trespassing on my property, I have a right to remove it. So, and if you don't want to do that, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, well, let's move along. We have taken care of 4514, so that fence should be moved by the end of January. And from there, we can take real good measurements over to the other one. I mean, I think is this peg still up behind the neighbor's house?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
Don't quote me on it, but
yeah, because we know where your front peg is, and then take the measurements from it.
Right.
And I know where the back peg is, so there's a pretty good chance I would know where the fence is. But we can deal with it once Mr. Farland gets his taken care of. All right. Once their fence is moved, they've got no side yard fence, so. Here again is they'll have to do something. All right, property, the rental property registration status. How are we doing on it?
On November 26th, I sent out reminder letters to 32 residents. And as of today, 32 went out. I've only heard from 7 people.
All right, so we had 7 registrations?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, by the way, the we just got the title search on 4705. It's the house is for sale. I think it's on the vacant property already. And the title people just said apparently it's been sold. So how are we doing on the other on the vacants? We've not heard anybody from the vacant properties, right? Other than 4101 sent us a note.
All right. I don't know what happened to my note. There's still 4 outstanding properties that we've not
okay.
heard.
All right, well, we may just have to start charging them the 1st of January. What do you say? How do we go about charging them fines? Or
For not registering their rental properties?
Yes, sir.
Well, we look at the ordinance and we don't have that with me. There's a penalty.
Yeah, there's a $100 a day fine or something.
I think what we do is we just record it.
Well, why don't you check into that and find out how we need to deal with it and give them notice that it's going to go into effect the 1st of January.
All right. And what was the deadline given then? What was the compliance?
Yesterday or Sunday or
Sunday.
Yesterday?
The 15th, yeah.
15th. All right. Are you hearing okay, Commissioner Hall?
Yes, sir. I hear you fine.
Okay. All right. Next thing on here is the review of the Jefferson County League of Cities Cable Company agreement and the first read of Ordinance Number 1, Series 2020. Now, that's in the one is the shorter one. The agreement's the shorter of the two.
Okay. There's a franchise agreement that was Ordinance 5, Series 1995. So the order of business here is that we have the first reading of this new franchise agreement. It can be a perfunctory reading. The second time I can read it in great detail.
Right. Okay.
And then the next time we have the second reading, if it passes, then we void the Ordinance Number 5, Series 1995, and then we sign the new franchise agreement. So that would be the...
Yeah.
If you want me to do that now...
Yeah, the Ordinance Number 5 is actually defunct in the Ordinance Number 1, from the way I was reading it.
Yeah, but this is not going to be... The new ordinance is not going to be Ordinance Number 1 because we've already passed some. So I'll figure out what that ordinance number should be. So... Today I'll just say Ordinance Number X, and then next time I'll read the actual...
Well, it'll be... The ordinance will be number 1 for 2020, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if we're using the calendar year. That's right. That's right. We've been using the calendar year.
Mm-hmm. Right. We started using calendar years 2 years ago.
Okay. So this is basically Ordinance 1, Series 2020 is an ordinance repealing and replacing Ordinance 5, Series 1995 related to cable television services. And so we're going to rescind that, and let's see, this ordinance has to do, if you look at Section 1, General Provisions, it's all those different sections of this new...
Yeah, flip it like a... If you open, if you take the clip off, you can flip it like a page.
Okay, well... You have General Provisions, I'll just read the headings. We have affiliate, antenna, optical standards, customer facilities, FTC, franchise, franchisee, franchisee, lessee, make ready costs, new attacher, person, pole owner, pre-existing attachments, third party user, private communication system owner, and these are basically definitions for these systems. These are definitions. Rights of way, state means Commonwealth Kentucky system means all this new equipment. Franchise requirements and characteristics, that's the more important stuff. And then we'll get in more detail next month. The one thing I'm curious about, like some waste management facilities requirements, existing facilities, what's the price tag, Robert?
There's not really a price. We got an increase in the percent of compensation.
Okay, so this is.
And I think that's the agreement. That's in the agreement. That's not in the ordinance.
Okay. So there it is. So that's, we'll read that in more detail the next time, and then you all can. I would suggest that everybody familiarize yourself with this thing, because I don't have to say every word, but I need to get to the nuts and bolts. What I'll do is highlight my copy in yellow, and that'll be where I read it. It doesn't say it's just for me every word. So,
where can we find that?
I sent you a copy of it. I'll send you another copy. If you just send me an email, I'll send you another copy of it. It's 46 pages long.
And Robert printed this for me, so I didn't print that. Thank you, Robert, for that. So we'll get into more detail. I would suggest everybody read that, and then when I come in the next month, I'll read the important parts of each section. I don't know how the statute requires reading of every.
Yeah, and the attorney that wrote this up, or did this for the Jefferson County League of Cities, is Anna, who's over in Lexington, and she is an expert on franchise agreements. So
is this Linda Ain?
Anna.
Ain.
Ain?
AIN.
Yeah.
She doesn't work for the franchise company. She's an independent contractor.
She's an independent contractor, but she did it for the Just Kind of League of Cities. So
she's smart.
She's smart when it comes to these. Dennis, Commissioner Metcalf and myself actually met her at the 2018 City Officials Academy. She's there and she gave a presentation on the benefits of having franchise agreements with the utilities and everything. So she may be at this next one coming up. I don't know what they got on the agenda yet for the academy coming up this year, later on, probably in April or May.
She's the one who knows this law and really protects the cities from overreaching by these franchise companies. This communication.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Oh, you can't hear me?
Linda Ain put this contract together. She really is out there to protect individuals and the residents of cities. So I'll read that in more detail the next time. If you all have it, take a look at it. So that if you have any questions about it, you can ask them. Okay. So with that said,
hang on a minute. Oh, he's back.
I'm on.
Go ahead.
All right. So with that, once that ordinance is passed and we look at the franchise agreement, I would also ask everybody to familiarize themselves with that. That doesn't get passed until the old statute ordinance is rescinded and this new one is passed. So if that was disseminated to everyone, I suggest you read that. So that in regards to the ordinance, in regards to the contract, if you have any questions, then you can ask me. I will go through here, and if I see any problems with it, then I can call up Linda Ain and say, this. I do that before we come back. So that's what's going on there.
Okay, and again, I've read that ordinance, and the first part of the ordinance is a rescension of the previous ordinance. It's already built into that ordinance.
Right.
Okay.
It's a rescission of it. That's good.
All right. That right there, I need you to look over, but I've got the next thing we've got on the agenda is the municipal order number 2.
We got that. All right. You want to also?
I'm going to pass them around.
All right.
That's just for you to look over before I sign anything.
What about the lighting contract?
I need you to look that over before I sign it.
Okay. I'm going to read this municipal order when everybody has it.
We lost Harold.
I got a copy for y'all.
Harold's not there.
All right.
Are you falling off? Hang on a second. Harold's falling off.
I've got no sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hang on a second. Let me turn you on. Hang on. We're going to stop here. I'm going to leave.
Brenda, is this what you put together?
Have you got it?
Lighting
can you down? Hear?
Yeah, that's better. I lost the sound there first.
This happened last time. I don't know what's the problem. It's like if it dies, it just dies.
Thank for you.
All right.
Where is the
thank you.
Okay, now, before I get in,
I got a plan.
That's the one I'm going to read.
That's the one you're going to read?
Yeah. I don't
know if it's yours, you might
want to read. This is the last version I did, Robert.
The last version you did.
I would say before I get into order number two, all you need is one reading. We had it the last time, but we had questions, and so I've repackaged this. I want to say that we had a lot of input. Linda was on top of it. Robert was on top of it. I think it turned out okay in light of what the way the vote went the last time. So this is order number two. Again, we only have to have one reading. Series 2019. Municipal order of the City of Woodlington Hills regarding reporting illegal undocumented immigrants within the city limits to United States Immigration Customs Enforcement, which is known as ICE. Be ordered by the city that, section 1, the city safety director, I acronymed it CSC, shall within 24 hours of an illegal alien encounter within the city prepare and email the incident report to the city public safety and health commissioner, PSSHC, acronym, and mayor. Section 2, if the CSC needs assistance during an encounter, the CSC officer, we're talking now about Officer Tate's company. When you say the company's going to do that, that by law means who's ever at the site, who's ever in the encounter with these people. And I hate to say these people as derogatory, but anyone who's pulled over who they suspect is might be an illegal alien.
Hold it. Stop it right there. They're not pulling them over for being an illegal alien.
All right, for whatever the encounter is. Right. Could be for a light out or something.
Right. They're pulling them over. They're not stopping them for illegal alien. They're stopping them for a traffic violation or a stop on the street, whatever. So it's not an intentional stop. It's they've encountered them during the incident.
What kind of assistance would they need?
Well, it would be if they can tell you. They
cannot call ICE, period. If they have an immediate, if they need immediate assistance, they're requesting, we have to contact the ICE officer because they cannot personally contact the ICE person.
But you can do that because you're going to get that report.
No, we got to do it at the time. There's an immediate need. This says in section 2, it says there's an immediate need. Here's the officer makes a decision on immediate need.
Are you okay with that?
I mean, if they have a warrant or they've had issues in the past or they're a known offender or a known issue, then we would contact you all immediately. But typically it would be on a report and handled that way. But if there's like an exigent circumstance or something needs to be done immediately.
So in other words, if it's a broken taillight and you happen to stop them, then it's just on a report.
Unless there's something else going on with their immigration status or other serious warrants or federal warrants or anything they may have going on.
You have access to the warrants on your computer system,
right?
You know, I don't like the way this is read. As word it in light of what Robert said. And I think what I need to do is frame it after a traffic stop. All right. Shall within 24 hours of a traffic stop.
It says encounter. Encounter covers everything.
All right.
We have other things than this traffic stop. We have, their officers does.
It doesn't suggest, like you said, that it could be a racial thing. You know, blacks are stopped all the time by virtue of their race where they happen to be. It's horrible. I don't want it to read like that.
An encounter could be anything.
After
we have encountered, they have stopped people walking on the sidewalks. They've got people that they stop out there all the time. If an encounter is an encounter, whether it's a traffic stop or if, you know, they're out there, they've done something suspicious or whatever. Okay, an encounter is an encounter.
I still think.
So when they stop them and they find out they're an illegal alien, then you're going to request a call to ICE immediately.
Well, I think that's, unless I'm understanding wrong, for rare circumstances where there's an immediate need, that would be done. But typically it would just go on our report.
Right.
It would go on our report.
And then Dennis or whoever.
Well, see, I'm worried, I know this is going to sound silly, but I'm worried about you or one of your men and something escalating while you're calling the mayor for backup or you're calling Dennis for backup to report it to ICE. I'm that concerned.
Well, at that point, I would already have backup and they would be in handcuffs. And
okay.
I wouldn't put my safety in jeopardy to call Dennis or the mayor.
Nobody's going to mess with Nate. Take him out.
I just tried to.
Okay.
Here's how I want to read it. I think it's after determination. Let me think about this.
You're joking.
Why don't we go on? I'm going to reword this a little bit to make it more user friendly. Do you want to get in this contract for outdoor lighting service?
No, that's just for you to read.
Okay.
So that I don't sign something I shouldn't be signing.
Let me change the language a little bit to make it more user friendly. I don't want to get a call from someone saying, you know, by virtue of the color of someone's skin. If you want to get into reports or something, I'll get right back to this.
Oh, we got somebody new come in. Oh, that's the Millers.
That's a quick question, Bob. What, or maybe this is more appropriate for Steve, but what wording troubles you as far as where it seems biased or?
Well, let me.
When he says encounter.
Okay.
Let me just change a little bit. Now, let me
think. I think the only reason we don't want to make it traffic stop is what if it's.
Okay, you know, I'm getting away from the traffic stop.
Yeah, a parked vehicle or someone looking in the car.
All right, give me a minute or two.
Okay.
Are you still with us, Commissioner Hall?
I am.
Okay. Don't fall asleep on me.
Why are we waiting?
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's.
I guess just gives me time to get to work to do the report, to email.
All right.
All
right.
Okay, Commissioner Campbell.
In section 3, where it says you may continue to transmit information until the encounter ends. So in other words, if you've already got your backup and there's a bigger problem, then you are on the phone with either Dennis or the mayor, Mr. Metcalf, or the mayor, so they can relay the information on. Is that
Yeah, because Officer Tate can't have any direct communication with us.
Okay.
You can thank our LMPD police chief for having to do this. Okay? So, again, this is just to protect our residents from any kind of incident that, and again, we don't know who they are or where they're coming from or if they live in the city. We don't have any idea. But when we run into a situation like that, the last thing we want is somebody's property being damaged or even worse, a person being hurt or even maybe even have a more dramatic ending. Okay.
Well, then you could probably add to that our new city being sued, too.
Yeah. So, here again, that's the whole reason for having this. This is to protect us because LMPD, under their current arrangements with the commander, cannot, or the chief, I don't know what they call them. I guess they call them the chief, has required them not to call ICE on a traffic stop.
Let me pose this. This came up because apparently you or someone else on your staff pulled someone over who said, I'm an illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, let's say that, not other future stops of people aren't that stupid. They don't admit that. How do you determine that they're an illegal alien?
I guess they're
without
no
calling ICE.
100% factual way, but if they. Because then they don't have a social security number, they don't have a driver's license.
Or a green card.
Green card, yeah, any type of documentation. Basically, if it's
okay.
If there's probable cause to believe they're illegal, I would just put that on the activity report, and then the ICE agent could look into it.
But if you stop them and you ask for ID and they don't have it, then that's going to go on the report, right?
Yeah, I mean, they would get a ticket also, like a citation through the city.
And then you're going to pass along their information, their address, and all that to the mayor.
Correct.
And then he can
report to Dennis first, and if Dennis doesn't, he's going to look into it.
Correct.
But let me ask this. If I'm an illegal alien, I'm not going to get a driver's license, right?
Right.
I'm not going to get car insurance.
Right.
So, okay, it could be someone from Mexico originally who's established residency here for 20 years that just doesn't have a license or proof of insurance with them. If you pull me over, for example, and I don't have those, are you able to, if I tell you I'm Steve Schwager at this address, you can contact, you can check with DOT records to see if I have
right.
The county clerk. You can make those, you have access to the public records to determine if I, of course, I could be lying because you don't have my picture on the driver's license
right.
At that address. So I could be an illegal, it could be Bev gives my address, my wife's name and address,
right.
And you pull that up. Do you have, can you pull up a picture of the driver's license?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So then you know if someone gives you a bogus, assume somebody else's identification when you pull them over, you say, you're crazy, you know.
Yeah, that happens pretty regularly.
You look at pictures.
Yeah, you look at driver's license pictures or previous mug shots or other pictures to verify that.
So if someone doesn't have any identification, and they don't confess that they're an illegal alien, I don't see how you, without contact ICE, can.
Right, I think that's where Dennis or Bob would say, hey, we're not sure if this is a good lead or not, but here's some information. Can you type it into your database?
So if they're honest and they give their name, then it's conveyed by either Dennis or our mayor to ICE. So the only positive hit would be is if they know that they have a list of illegal aliens who have come back into the country or something
mm-hmm.
once they've been kicked out. All of this is monitored by the federal system,
right?
Not state. So, okay, I give. So give a name and it pops up as an illegal alien. But so that would be, and of course, they're the only ones who are going to be obtaining that information is after you give them a name.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm an illegal alien and I give you someone else's name.
Right.
Who they know is not an illegal alien.
Right. I mean, I guess I could take a picture while I'm during these types of situations and have that picture put on the report so that can be provided to the ICE.
So that would only be facial determination, I guess.
Right, I guess, yeah, they compare that picture to the records they have, if they have any records.
It's a correction, I guess. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, the odds are...
I'm just worried about protecting us against lawsuits. All we want is a municipal order with a procedure. Period.
Yeah. I'm just workshopping it here. I'm thinking like a lawyer.
Right. You're thinking like a lawyer. All we want to do is protect ourselves. Okay? It all comes down to city does not have the protection county has under the Kentucky Constitution.
I don't think they're going to get me unless they admit it. With the person who admitted that, did it turn out that they were illegal? Did anybody ever check with ICE?
No.
He can't.
But
he wrote a ticket for not having a driver's license.
Okay.
The person admitted.
But that doesn't mean we can't, that's a public record. It doesn't mean that we can't get a copy of that citation or at least the name and then have Dennis check with ICE.
Right.
You can do that even without an ordinance. I'm not saying we don't need an ordinance, but...
This is a municipal order.
I'm sorry, All right, let me work on this a little bit.
All right, we'll move along while you're working on that. We'll come back, okay? All right, anybody got any other old business they want to talk about?
Old business?
Old business first.
Yes. I answered to the question that was raised last month about why we don't have street lights converted all to LED now.
Right.
There are 82 street lights in the city. And if we chose to
Can you hear okay?
Immediately.
Yeah, you're fine, thank you.
There would be a conversion fee of $7.37 per light. And we would have to pay that for 60 months. And it would add over $2,000 a month to our light bill to do them all at one time. What they're doing now is if they have to replace the whole light, the whole shebang, they're putting in LEDs. All the new street lights they're going to put in will be LEDs. As they run out of sodium bulbs, they'll replace them with LEDs. So that's why we're not doing it all at one time. It's just way more money that we want to tack on to the bill every month.
Okay. That was a good question. Commissioner Hall, did you have something about the water bill you wanted to bring up?
I just was curious about the irrigation system on the main island. We're paying, and it may be a fee we can't get out of, but we paid a fee basically to have that. It's a 60-day period on that bill. It's like $35. But there's zero usage on that bill. So I'm wondering if because that was basically disabled this year, if we could get the water company to do the right thing and give us that money back.
Well, I can inquire.
Okay. Yeah, on the he brought this up to me the other day. This is probably new business, but anyhow. Like he says, the front entrance has been off all season, and we're getting like a service charge for something that not even being utilized.
We didn't use the sprinklers.
Gee, I wonder why, because you wouldn't turn the water on, huh?
Can't turn the water on if there's no regulator.
Well, how many times did we ask about that to try to get it fixed?
Yeah, you asked about it in July when it was, or in September when it was ready to get taken out.
Harold,
it was going to be turned off.
Harold did.
It was brought up in September. The water was getting turned off in October. So anyhow, we need to know about that.
See, I don't really know when the water is being used and when it isn't because I'm not I don't do the landscape. I don't take care of the landscaping.
I mean, we're just asking. We're just asking.
You let me know.
Right.
And the best. I mean, I'm glad you let me know. So I'll ask about.
Yeah, we didn't.
How many months did we not? We didn't.
We didn't use it all summer. We didn't use it all this year because of the. They notified us that the regulator was off.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody stole it last winter.
Okay, so
and the power's been off. Yeah, the power's been off up there.
Well, we didn't need it to rain enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I will
call. I mean, it could be a fee we pay just for the luxury of having the system.
Yeah, see, there's another thing that's burned up. We're paying that fee whether there's water on or not. That's the problem we're having. You can see it on the bill. Harold picked up on it.
Can I get back to order number two?
Okay, you can go back to order number two. Go ahead.
Here's what I think. Within 24 hours of a CST contact within the city of a possible illegal alien. They can be walking down the street, they can be flying a kite, they can be driving a car. Within 24 hours of a CST contact with a possible illegal alien.
Which section are you on now?
In number one.
Okay.
I have to change this.
Steering down a bad rabbit hole here.
Well, no, it is a rabbit hole. Trust me. Go ahead.
Mayor, you're saying, bottom line, you want the protection of the citizens of Worthington Hills.
I want the protection of both the citizens and the commission.
Okay. That from a suit or what have you. I mean, that's fine. But I think the way you read that, it sounds like you want this as well, that just as long as what's said in there is fair.
It's not a violation. Fair. It's not a civil rights violation.
That's what I mean. It's fair and equitable to whomever.
Right.
Right.
That's all that adds. Safety, got it. But make sure we are fair.
Right. It has to
and
be
equitable to everyone.
Right. That's right. Yeah. It's colorblind.
Yeah, because some of our legal citizens are not so fine and upstanding. So, you know, it could be anybody. What?
It could be from any country in the world.
Well, it could be
from Russia. That's my view.
Illegal is illegal. It
could be Judy Hill from New York that's the criminal.
It sounds like an illegal alien from New York.
That's right. But, I mean, you're going down.
My neighbor is Cuban, and my neighbor across the street is Puerto Rican. Okay, but they're both legal. Okay? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that we've got people driving our streets that are definitely do not have a driver's license because they are not legally in this country.
So with the
word,
is undocumented more appropriate than illegal?
Yeah. I don't care what you...
Undocumented.
Undocumented means illegal. Illegal.
Correct.
It doesn't... So technically, anybody that's in this country undocumented is illegal.
Correct.
Okay?
Undocumented illegal alien.
It's the same
it's
meaning.
It's a redundant term.
All we're trying to do is get this down so that... And again, I'll bring this up. If we don't have something in place and we have an incident happen in this city and we've not taken action because it has been brought to our attention that we have an illegal living in the city and then something happens since that time, now the city commission can be sued.
Anybody traveling through the city.
I know, but I'm saying we've had an incident where an illegal's been in the city. Okay? The illegal got stopped, got a ticket for not having a driver's license. But what would have happened here again is now we as a commission have been advised. We also know from our officer that the person lives in the city. Okay? Now the five of us know that we have illegals in the city. Next thing that happens is an illegal has an accident in the city and we haven't taken action.
The action we need to take, Robert, is to find out if they're an illegal alien.
Stop.
We can do that.
We can be sued.
No, we can't.
We can be sued.
I'm walking down the city streets of Worthington Hills, and an illegal comes up and punches me out, kicks me in the groin, steals my wallet.
We can be sued. Don't
tap.
The city can be sued.
No,
trust me. The city can be sued.
No, you can't. Tell me how the city can be sued.
The city can be sued for not taking action to make their a problem.
I'm an attorney, and there's no way they can be sued.
I'm going to tell you right now, we can.
But they're not going to be sued successfully. No one's going to be able to recover any damages against the city because an illegal alien assaults them or steals their car. I've been doing this for 38 years. It's not. I can sue someone, right?
We're going to hand the
warrant against Bev saying that she battered me tonight out on the.
I'm not taking your word for it, Steve. Right. I will argue this with you because in the class we were taught there is protections down the county, the academy,
the academy of what?
At the KLC City Official Academy. Protections go down.
They should have a model ordinance or model order to cover this. Why are we reinventing the wheel? If they come out and make a determination that you could be sued successfully for something like this, then call them up and say, "Where's your model order for this?" Because it's a.
What's wrong with us doing our own order? Just tell me what it is. What is wrong with the order we got right here?
Well, I had a question, and I asked this before, and you said you didn't have to answer, and you still don't have to answer. And you can tell me it's none of my business. But you're talking about people driving through the city, and you have said, in the presence of not just the commissioners, but in the presence of other people, that you know a house where there are illegals living.
Yes.
Now, are you going to report them to ICE? Are you going to wait for them to get out and hurt somebody? You can't have it both ways.
We don't need an order to call up ICE to say, these people are living here, we think they're illegal aliens. You don't need an order to do that. You call up ICE and say, these people are living here, and they're their names, and we would like for you to make a determination if they are illegal or not. Let me ask you this, and I'm not, I guess it's a violation of rights and all of that, but if the city of Louisville tells their officers not to make these reports to ICE when they pull over someone who they suspect is an illegal alien, is that what the city says? Mm-hmm. City of Louisville ain't worried about it.
They're a county. That's because they're a county. They are protected under the Constitution of Kentucky.
You have the same Constitution.
No, we do not. We do not. You better read it. We do not have the protection.
I mean, the school systems are not allowed to report illegal aliens.
They're county. The city, the protection goes down to the county level. It does not go down to the city level.
You're talking about a Kentucky Constitution.
Yes, I am.
What, did you know? Do you know the section?
I do not know the section, but it was taught to us in class. Isn't that right, Commissioner McCaff?
Do you have any material that says that, or just some?
Call KLC. They'll tell you.
All right.
Bottom line is what?
Bottom line is, we're trying to protect the city.
Or not sure, should we be tabling something until further whatever? We're not sure, because it sounds like we're not.
There's nothing wrong with having the municipal order in hand.
Well, fine, but I'm just saying, we are obviously not in some type of agreement. And so that we're not spinning our wheels here.
I've been spinning my wheels for 2 months over this.
The line, in terms of finding out. But whenever we find out, and I agree with you, don't have the word illegal in there. Have the word undocumented in there.
Yeah.
So you need to boot that.
What is wrong with illegal? I want to know what is wrong with illegal. Illegal is
a bias.
It may be evasive, but it's a fact. It's a fact. When you go to Mexico, you go illegally into Mexico and see what happens to you.
A bias.
It's not a bias. It's a friggin' PC problem in this country.
We need to table it until we get some more information.
We've got people that don't want it and people do. And it's just a big PC problem. That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm not against this. I'm an attorney advising you. I just don't want your fear, Robert, is that if someone gets battered by someone who is determined to be an illegal alien, I don't think they can sue. I don't think anybody would. I think if they went to an attorney who understood civil rights and equal protection, I would say you don't have a cause of action. But let's say you find an attorney that will do that. They're, and it's a, I don't think that there's a, it's a legitimate cause of action. I think it would be dismissed outright.
Not with some of these, not with some of these judges in this town. Well, not at all.
Well, what is the rush?
I want to get it right.
I'd rather do it right and get it right and get it to where it can't come back.
I've had a month of working on this. This is what irritates me about this. We've been talking about this for a month.
And because it's been, it hasn't been worded right. Oh my God.
It takes 30 days to word something right? This is what really irritates me. Everybody waits till the last friggin' damn week to do anything in this city.
Let's do this. We'll take it out to a vote. Shall the city safety contractor shall within 24 hours of a contact within the city of a possible the presence of a possible illegal alien or an undocumented, what would be the term? Undocumented.
Okay, I'll go along with table it till next month. Okay, I want this. I'm gonna put it this way, and I'll say aye on this one, whether the rest of you want it or not. Okay. The problem is we have illegals in this city. Period.
But Robert, let me ask this question: if you know that they're illegal, why haven't they been reported to ICE?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, if you know they're there.
If you know where they are, why haven't you reported them?
Who says I haven't?
Well, have you?
That she asked a question. You didn't answer it.
I don't have to answer. I don't have to tell anybody what I do personally in my private life.
You haven't answered the question.
And I told you, how do you know I haven't?
I'm pointing it now.
Well, I think you have a duty to say what they have, Robert.
Of course.
I don't make a judgment.
But once these people are reported, then if it is the judge commissioner reporting them, is it going to become a part of...
I tell you what, you give me their names record. And their addresses, and I'll call ICE to make...
Is it going to become a part of the public record?
It's already public record when they get a ticket.
The ticket. So it is public record.
Reporting them to ICE
will
become a part of the public
the
record
same.
For the city or the county.
This is
the last one.
That's my question.
Yeah.
If you report it as a commissioner, if you report it anonymously,
yeah.
But then
anybody well, can report it. Are you going to report it as a commissioner? Or are you going to report it? You
can't. Oh. No, he reports it as a commissioner.
No, it would be as a role
as a commissioner, so then it would become
right.
It would become part of the public record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And city officials are protected. They have immunity to a point, but if they abuse discretion, they commit a discriminatory act or a crime, they don't have protection. They become a person. But the thing that I've learned in this business, I did the first research project I did for an attorney. I was a law clerk, and I go to this attorney, he asked me a question. I said, assume. He says, you don't assume anything. You go back and you find out that fact. I never want to hear you say the word assuming it. So when that, I find out that you don't put anything in writing, submit it to the Court of Appeals or court unless it is right on the facts. Because if you don't, you're going to get embarrassed if you're wrong in the law or your facts are sketchy or you can't determine by affidavit or deposition about a fact. I don't want to be called up by an ACLU attorney or anybody else say, you know, this is a violation of someone's rights. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be right. That's all I'm saying here. Ultimately, we'll have one that I have passed by someone who's an expert in this area for free. I'm going to call up a friend and say, you know, help me draft this damn thing, and then we'll
have
okay,
all right, fine. Yeah. All right. I'll table it till next month. But I don't... Just promise me you won't wait till the last freaking week to get it done.
I'll get it done right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Make this thing, I'll do it.
All right. I know it's the holidays, but I'd like to see it first
I'll
week in January.
Christmas Day. I'm going to disseminate this.
Oh, no, you ain't. You don't start that with me.
All right.
So it's tabled till next month.
All right. Our reservation started at 8:30. I'm going to drive over there and just say that some of you guys are going to be
there. All right. Okay. All right, so is there any other old business?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to meet with Sharon, with my friend, who's
the
one that knows all about festivals and
okay.
galas. I'm meeting with her Thursday, and I'll
have. All right, we need quiet. All right. Okay. Anything else on old business? Any new business on y'all's?
The only thing I have is the upfront cost of the $326 to bore those three holes where they're going to lay the cable. They got to bore underneath.
Yeah, and I've got Steve looking at that contract, so I'm not signing anything until I see what the
part. Right, but I just need to know, is it okay if we spend the $360 to bore the three holes?
Well, you got to have the signatures back, don't you?
Okay.
Don't you have that signature back on that before you can bore the holes? We don't pay for anything. We don't pay anything up front until
right.
services. Okay? All right. What I've got on new business is closing First Financial Bank's account. Yeah. Dan says yes. We're down to... We left it in place for 6 months, and I'll tell you why we left it in place for 6 months, because some of the providers that pay the mortgage payments, take it way out in the hall, Steve, I can hear you. They had the old lockbox number, and that's why we kept it in place during this last tax season, all right? So we're past the tax season, we're paying for the lockbox, and we're not getting any really use out of it. So we've only got a few thousand dollars in the First Financial. We just need to take and close the account, close the lockbox, tell them if they get anything forwarded over to our new lockbox. Okay? And we'd like to do that by the end of the year, close out the calendar year with this. So, is there any questions on why we don't want to do it? Do I hear a motion?
I close it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Bedell.
I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor of closing the bank account, say aye.
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 All opposed? Nobody. Okay. It was unanimous on closing the bank account. Okay. Anything else in new business? All right. Commissioner's report. Who would like to go first?
I will. I have a very short one.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. Go ahead.
I did the window light checks.
Quiet! Please. If you want to talk, take it out. Go ahead.
Well, I can't get my report if I'm not talking.
No, I'm not talking to you. Oh.
I did the weekly light checks on 11-5, 11-12, 11-19, 11-26. There were no lights out in the city. I contacted a new property owner at 4508 Pulaski because he called and he wanted to know who he was supposed to call to get his garbage collection started. And I said, you don't have to worry about that. Just put your hands out. And he wanted to know how much it cost him a month. And I said, there is no cost. He wanted to know how much the HOA fees were. And I said, there aren't any. So anyway, I forwarded the contract for the streetlight installation to the city clerk, and the attorney's looking at it, I take it, to get your signature. I couldn't have done this without you. You sent the letters out, and we've got everybody except one person hitting hazard form back. So, with any luck, we'll get that done. The contracts will get signed, and we'll get those new streetlights in. That's the end of my report.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. Who would like to go next?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Campbell.
Okay, MSD has not yet worked on the drainage problem at the intersection of Northumberland Drive and Bay Run Drive. been contacted on November 12th, 2019. They gave a completion date of January 30th, 2020. So on December 2nd, crack filling was completed on Lunenburg Drive. They got a break in the weather because I didn't think they were going to get to it. The asphalt work to correct the alligatoring will take place next spring. On December 9th, I attended a special meeting to vote on the 2019 holiday decorating contest, and I've talked with Brittany Silvey with the Precision Concrete Company, and their informational presentation has been moved to the March 17th, 2020 meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Commissioner Hall or Commissioner Metcalf, who wants to go next? All right, Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead.
On 11-28-19, issue parking agreement for 4110 Rustburg Place.
You got to speak up.
On 11-28-19, issue parking permit for 4110 Rustburg Place. On 11-28-19, issue parking permit for 4520 Dickerson Court. On 12-6-19, issue parking passes for 4507 Dickerson Court for the dates of 12-7, 12-8, and 12-28. On 12-1, received a message from a resident at 11902 Halifax that her neighbor at 11900 Halifax was using her driveway, the driveway of an elderly neighbor across the street at 11901 without her permission, and called Service Protection. On 12-6-19, Mayor Stone and I attended a meeting with State Mason of Derry City Protection. On 12-12, talked to a resident on Dickerson Court. He was concerned about several dogs at 4511 Dickerson. The dogs were outside and ate by cages, and the dogs had been barking and whining. He stated that he tried to call animal control over a week, and no one answered the phone. I called Derby City Protection. On 12-14, I issued parking passes for 11015 Bay Run. Went to post office and storage shed in Arizona several occasions. Drove city on multiple occasions. And a short activity report from Derby City from 9-4 to midnight 12-4 to 12-7. Parking citations 10, traffic stops 5, code and regulation citations 1, and that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Commissioner McCann. Commissioner Hall.
Very simple. Mine is we're still receiving the rental registrations. I received several this month via email. I spoke to the lady, and I apologize for not knowing her name, at 4514 Mecklenburg Court about the stump removal, and I referred her to Steve.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All right. If somebody wants to go out and get the Millers, I'll let them come in and have whatever they wanted to say.
Who are you?
Are they the...
Yeah, they're outside. They got mad at me because I told them to be quiet.
How can you worship him? I haven't been.
Well, here
I
again...
I don't know the details. I'm just...
Okay.
It's just an observation, that's all.
I understand.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I do get a little direct.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm direct as well, but I mean, yeah, there's just a way you talk to people.
Well, here again is, you know, they weren't here to start with when I asked people to be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
They come in and then.
Citizens participation at
the end. We have citizens participation at the end,
right.
So I have no problem with them coming back in and saying whatever they want to say. Have a problem when we get into the conversation in the back and we can't hear what's going on up here.
Right. If I can say something really quick, the city was sent some coffee from KLC. The mayor passed it on to me. I don't drink coffee. My husband doesn't want any. If you want some of this, please come take it. It smells good.
I got
sample
little Starbucks
sample
pods.
I
can't believe
that. Mayor Stoneham.
Yes, sir.
Ask while you're waiting, ask him if anybody's seen the lights at the front entrance.
Has anybody seen the decorations and the lights at the front entrance? Decorations mostly. You can hardly see the lights.
No, I was blinded by that big old sign that's out here.
I noticed them.
Well, thank you. Sweet. Mighty kind of you. Mighty kind.
If they're coming, come on. Really, we ain't got all night. Yeah. Can I say something? I'm a citizen.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing I want to say is, as a commission, there are going to be lots of controversial issues and topics that are going to come up, and people's hot buttons are going to get pushed, and I think that we, all of us, need to remember that we want what's best for the city, and we need to be respectful and kind, listen, discuss, and figure it out. We need to take Steve's guidance and let him do his legalese stuff, but I think it's really important not to rush something through.
We didn't.
I know that.
Okay.
I know. That's just my piece. Amen. I'm done.
You got anything you want to say, Officer Tate?
About the Millers?
No, about anything.
Oh. I think I'm good.
Okay. Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Is there anybody else who would like to say something before we get a motion to adjourn? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
No.
I will so move.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Y'all have a nice evening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.